Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. So despite living a healthy lifestyle, many times throughout our day, as much as we try to be healthy, we get up, we exercise, we eat right, but if we are faced with living circumstances that make it difficult for us to stay active throughout the day, of course, this increases the likelihood of us burning fewer calories from day to day. And as I coach people every day, I hear a variety of different circumstances that creates setbacks for people. And clearly, over the last year, since COVID has hit, a lot of changes in people's work schedules have occurred. And one of them has been that people are now working remote. People are working from home. People that used to work even in schools, in hospitals, in buildings are now working from home. You are seeing a lot more at-home desks, a lot more at-home office situations, and this has created an influx of sedentary jobs. So even if you have set fitness goals and you are completely motivated to make changes in your lifestyle, getting yourself to the gym, of course, is half the battle. But making yourself move throughout the day when you are sitting there and forced to sit while you are working, which is the bulk of your day, makes it that much harder to burn calories. But I'm here to tell you that it does not need to be that way. Certainly, of course, if you have an active job, if you are in construction or you are somebody that moves around all day long, you are clearly going to burn more calories. You're going to have more steps on your watch. But this does not mean that you are going to be derailed. And this has been an ongoing subject that I've talked about week after week. The circumstance that you have is the circumstance that you have. And you have to make the best of it. We should never surrender to our weakness. This is a line that I've been saying now for decades. Our weaknesses are the things that make us most comfortable. And if your weakness is sitting there all day because you have an office job and you have to sit at your desk, well, then that is your weakness. I've gone from being a personal trainer, where I was literally on my feet all day teaching high intensity classes, sometimes 3 to 4 classes a day, and training people to run. So there were days where I clocked 10 up to 20 miles, and this is true, I really did once clock 20 miles on my Garmin, training people outdoors while running. I went from that to now being someone that sits behind a desk all day. How am I able to maintain my fitness goals? Because I did not surrender to the weakness of falling into the trap of saying I have a sedentary job. Instead, I was able to overtake that battle and know that this is now my life, and now I have to make some changes. So as I'm hearing people come to me with the complaint of they have a sedentary job, they sit behind a desk all day, they don't move, I have been coaching people all week long and all year long and showing them some of the strategies that I do. And just this week, I've been showing people actively what I do. And I thought, oh, what a great show to do. How to burn calories while you're at work when you don't have an active job. And if you're not somebody that works, if you're somebody that stays home with your kids and you don't move around a lot, or you're retired and you are kind of homebound right now and you don't get a lot of steps in, this applies to you as well. So first things first, always be conscious of your posture. Even when we pay attention to our posture, when we walk and we exercise, after just a few minutes of sitting at a desk or couch, we start to slump. And I know that I can't see you, but I suddenly just saw everybody sit up straight. So you can combat this by making sure that you are sitting up tall in your chair with your hips and knees at a 90-degree angle. Bad posture could affect your workout and your alignment by misaligning your spine and causing you to be off balance. Even with proper exercise techniques, this could cause permanent damage. So don't sabotage your workout or your sitting posture by slumping at your desk. If you notice yourself slouching, just fix it. This is something that is totally reversible and it is fairly easy to address. And I'm gonna admit, I'm a sloucher, I am. So some of the things that I was able to fix because I'm a sloucher and it really did affect my neck and my spine is that I set a timer every 15 minutes and all it did was it did a little chime. And every time I heard it, it wasn't annoying. It was a gentle reminder to sit up straight. And it was something I actually looked forward to. I would hear it and I would sit up straight. And after a while, it reminded me to do that. And there was a little more cueing built into that, and I will get to that a little bit later. Okay, so be conscious of your posture. This also includes while you're driving. Obviously, if you're relaxing at night and you're watching television, you know, that is a different situation. You're laying on the couch, but during the workday, watching your posture is essential. All right. While you are working, and this applies only to people that are working during the day, you can actually stand. I purchased a standing desk just last year. These are really, really popular. I actually saw them at Costco just last week, but you can get them anywhere. You can get them on Amazon. And what's nice about them is that they're flexible and they are versatile. So my desk is down most of the time, but what you do is you grab the handles on the sides and you lift it up and it comes up to a position in which you can stand. So I spend some of the day standing. And I spend some of the day sitting. And so when I'm standing, it causes me to readjust my posture. I'm not sitting down, I'm burning more calories, and I actually find myself sidestepping a little bit. No, I'm not standing at my desk doing the cha-cha, although I could. But I did an experiment one day. I had my watch on, and I counted the number of steps that I took on a day where I stood all day. And I did not purposely take any steps while I was standing. And I compared it to a day where I had the desk down and I sat all day. And believe it or not, after 5 hours, I chalked up 3,000 steps in just standing there. So those little steps that you take in place are going to make a substantial difference. And those are going to add up. So 3,000 steps one day. And again, this is over a course of 5 hours. 3,000 times five is going to add up. That's 15,000 in a week. Another thing you can do, and this is a big one for people that are really looking to add more motion to your day. You can do some exercising and perform desk workouts throughout the day. This is not something that is going to require you to sweat. This is not something that's going to require you to get your heart rate up. It is just simple movement. You're not grabbing weights. You're not grabbing exercise bands. Even if you can't find time to move away from your desk, you can perform little movements, little workouts while sitting there or standing there to help strengthen and tone your muscles. And so here are a few that I know you will love, and there are a few that I've been incorporating in along with my day. So while you're sitting or standing, you can just hold your arms straight out. And if you're listening right now, go ahead and do this along with me. Hold your arms straight out and firmly press them out as if you were pushing a wall away from you. And slowly move your arms in circles, tight circles around forward, about 25 circles one way, and then 25 circles the other way. Not only does this exercise help strengthen your muscles, but it helps strengthen your neck and your upper back. More importantly, what's nice about this is while you're doing this, it is going to help circulate your blood. It's going to kind of wake you up a little bit, and it's not just the same old you sitting at the desk. Another great one is just squat. If you're standing there, or even if you're sitting there, stand up and just do 10 or 20 squats every hour. That is not going to take you that much time. Make it a challenge. If you are working in an office situation, tell all of your coworkers that every hour you're going to do squats together. Again, this is not something that's going to take any longer than just merely a few seconds. Squats do burn a ton of calories by working all of your muscles in your legs. Not only that, but your glutes are going to love you, and it's going to be a great reminder the next day. One of the things that I was sharing with a client the other day who is unable to get her workouts in because she is a working mom and she's got two little toddlers and she works at home is I suggested that she get an exercise band, and she was simply told to put the exercise band around her legs, and while she's sitting in the chair, she could just do some leg lifts and some kicks while she's working. This is not something that she has to do throughout the day, but 10 reps here and 20 reps there is going to certainly add up. Another big one is just stand up and sit down. If you are sitting in a chair, you can swap it out for a fitness ball that is going to engage your core, an exercise ball or a BOSU ball. And standing and sitting on this ball is literally going to make your abdominal muscles have to work that much harder. And not only that, but it's going to reduce lower back pain and improve your posture. It's going to also maybe encourage you to do a couple crunches here and there on the days that you can't make it to the gym. So if you can't perform a ton of workouts, you can certainly squeeze a couple of them in right there at your desk. And speaking of desk workouts, when I was having this conversation with my client the other day, I inspired her by showing her that I had a pair of 10-pound hand weights right there on the floor. And I explained to her that we are so programmed to think that workouts have to be an organized set of time, that it has to be a half hour cluster, an hour cluster. And I explained to her that oftentimes when I get up from my desk to go to the bathroom or to go upstairs and get something to eat, I will pick up the hand weights and do a set of curls, 15 curls and 10 shoulder presses. And she kind of laughed, thinking that that was not something that she would want to do, until I explained to her that the accumulation of all of these things is certainly going to make a difference, and it's going to add up. And until you start feeling the after effects of how you feel the next day, when you feel the muscle tightening and you feel the soreness, you will realize, wow, this really does make quite a difference. All right, so if you are just joining us, you are listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about how you can be more active when you have a sedentary job, or you're kind of in a sedentary sort of life right now with being at home, whether you're retired or staying at home with the kids. Basically, the bottom line is, don't be a desk potato. Our country is in danger right now as being known as a nation of couch potatoes. This does need to change. We know that we have found that our country has the fourth biggest killer of the modern world, which is obesity. And this all stems from overeating, under-exercising, and now with us sitting at the computer 8 to 10 hours a day and our children also sitting at the computers all day long, we really do need to get off the couch, get off of our chairs, and start moving around. So have you ever heard of the term actively sedentary? So actively sedentary is kind of like that in between of, well, I'm a little bit moving, but I'm really in the big picture just sedentary. So let me explain that to you. An actively sedentary person is someone that gets up, goes to the gym, slams out a good half hour, hour workout, and then goes to work and then doesn't move all day. Okay, so I'm gonna put this into perspective. I have run, as you all know, 50 plus marathons. It was such an eye opener to me when Garmin several years ago added the steps to the watch. And now I know everybody knows steps and everybody reads steps, but we're talking, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago before steps were in everybody's vocabulary. I just ran miles. I got up and ran miles, and I was this runner person that got up and ran 10 miles and then ran 6 miles, and it was just this running every day. But what I didn't know is that I was an actively sedentary person, and my eyes opened wide when I realized this. So let me explain this to you, because I have a feeling a lot of you might also be actively sedentary. So when Garmin added the steps to the watch, one day I got up, it was a Sunday, I vividly remember, and I ran 10 miles. And I came home and I looked at my Garmin and it said that I completed 20,000 steps. Well, I was so excited because, like, wow, that's so much, right? And so it was a rainy day and we didn't do much. It was just kind of one of those blah Sundays. And so what did we do? We sat on the couch all day and watched movies. So at the end of the day, I had 20,030 steps. So I pretty much saw that I didn't move all day after that run. So the next day I got up, I ran 5 miles. I saw that I had 10,000 steps. And at the end of my work day, I only had an extra 1,000. So I had chalked up 1,000 steps throughout the 12 hour remainder of the day. So I got the 10,000 steps in during the 45 minutes of my run. But then during the rest of the 12 hours, I only chalked 1,000 steps in. So what does this tell you? I was active for 45 minutes, but then I was sedentary for the rest of the day. And so my calorie burning was not as good as I thought. So then I started to switch things up. I started to not focus on the steps that I got while I was running, and I started to focus on the steps that I got while I was living, and things really changed. In fact, that is the year that I dropped about 20 pounds, because instead of focusing on the running steps, and what I did during just that 45 minutes or that hour, I focused on the moving that I did throughout the day. That's when I got rid of my little stool that I used to sit on all day long when I trained people. That's when I started parking my car over by TJ Maxx and walking way down to Kohl's or whatever. Store was way down the parking lot. That is when I started taking longer trips around the grocery store to get those steps in, because I realized that I was active but sedentary. And so a lot of people are finding that they're doing that. So don't think because you get on your Peloton and you crank out your 30 minutes that that is going to trump the rest of the day. It is the big picture that matters. And being a desk potato or a couch potato or whatever it is going to accumulate up to not only negative effects, but a sedentary lifestyle is going to build up an accumulation of higher risks of fatty acids clogging your heart. It's going to produce more risks of various cancers. It's going to boost anti-movement agents that are going to potentially cause health risks, not to mention weight gain, digestive problems, back and hip problems, and back to poor posture, leg issues, weak bones, varicose veins, rise in stress levels, and the list goes on. So, mental benefits of filling your days with moving. What happens when you start your day at your desk or your couch or your chair and you sit there all day long? More than likely, you're going to feel the physical effects of it, but also the mental effects of it. You are more than likely going to be more drained. You're going to be tired, whether you're looking at a computer screen all day or you're looking at paperwork all day. Getting movement into your life is going to help circulate the blood. It's going to help move your eyes from that one same focal point. And mentally, it's going to move your mindset and your energy will be affected in beneficial ways. Your productivity, of course, will be improved and rise dramatically when you get physical activity throughout your working day. So, keep that in mind also. It's the same concept as elementary school children. What happens and what do elementary school teachers do when children are kind of drained throughout the day? They perk them up by taking them out for a recess and getting them to run around. And so you might just need an active recess. You might need to just get up and, like I said, do your 10 squats, do your arm circles, and start walking around. One of the other things that I did when that little bell chimed, not only did I sit up straight, but I took that time to engage my abs. This is a piece of advice that I gave one of my clients that is actually a truck driver. She sits in a truck all day long and drives cross country, and she was having issues with getting her workouts in, and she really wanted to tone up her abs. And I told her that you can do an abdominal workout by simply sitting and engaging those ab muscles and bearing down on those ab muscles. So when that little bell chimed, you can crunch those abs and do a 10 pulse crunch with those abs. And if you're sitting on an exercise ball, even better. Those of you that are wanting to get a little bit more aggressive with your workout, you can throw some ankle weights on underneath your desk. And believe it or not, just doing some leg lifts underneath taking it up a notch and getting either an exercise bike or a treadmill desk. And those I know are a big thing right now. I personally sometimes will get on my treadmill and check emails and even do some texting from the treadmill. But if you are going to do that, please be advised to certainly make sure that you clip yourself to the safety belt so that you don't slip off, because of course we don't want any accidents. Okay, and so finally, the big one that I want to talk about, because of course this is one that I think is appropriate to end the show with, stretching. Do you ever think about stretching a few times at your desk? No one would ever blink an eye if you were doing some casual stretches a few times a day at your desk, even if you were back in the office. Staying active while you're at work, by doing a few shoulder raises, neck stretches, leg raises is definitely going to help ease some of the tension in your neck. Start rotating your neck around. You know, we put so much pressure on the vertebrae on our neck, especially nowadays with computers and the way that we are forced to sit all day long. And so this is going to help your posture, and it's going to give you a better outlook. A study presented to the American College of Sports Medicine has found that those who moved around during the workday for an average of 30 minutes, not even all at once. So what I'm suggesting is 30 minutes accumulated throughout the day. So a little bit of stretching, a couple leg lifts, a couple leg crunches, some squats, had an average performance boost of 15%. 60% of employees claimed that time management, mental performance, and ability to meet deadlines improved on the days that they moved around and stood up regularly throughout the day. It also helped them avoid that post-lunch energy slump. And I have to say that that is the worst time of the day when you have that energy slump. So keep yourself moving. And remember, you're not getting sweaty. You are waking yourself up. You are keeping that blood flowing, and you are making sure that you are being more productive and getting that day in and keeping it bright. So I hope you try these tips, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done.